Brian.
And I'm Tommy Dosey Dosey Stars and Stars.
And together we are
the Deep Fried Geeks.
Our weekly podcast for talking about food, movies, comics, TV shows, and general geek news.
Biggity babbity boop.
Boom.
Bam.
Hey, Tommy.
Hey, Maddie.
You talked in semi-Mexican. Spanish.
Dosey dose.
And it made me want to try to say some Hispanic words, but I couldn't think of any.
How's that different from, like, Spanish words?
Hola!
Hola!
Hola, mi amigos!
Mi amigos! Chimichangas!
It feels like it's been a little bit.
It has been a little bit.
But it hasn't really.
Not really. I mean, in the grand scheme of things, it's been about 2 weeks.
Yeah. It's been a little bit since we've sat in the Matt Cave on the couch.
Yeah.
Because we did that one, we did the episode with Weezer.
Yeah, we did it at the Abinos.
Abinos.
It's called.
Yeah. The barbecue place. Yep. And that was our last podcast aside from the Easter one.
Really? Oh, wow. Huh.
So that's probably why it seems a little long.
It does. You're right.
It's been a while since we've cuddled on the couch.
It has been a week. That's too long. If that's not every other day, then it's not worth it.
So, I'm gonna vary from our normal format a little bit again today.
It's our podcast. We do what we want.
We can do whatever the hell we want.
Dang right, internet.
People. People. Interwebs.
Peoples.
Of
various genders.
Multiple genders.
Let's not get into
more
that
than
right
two.
Now. That's not even
You don't want to get into that?
No.
Okay. I thought it would be a good start to talk about Iron Fist.
Iron Fisto.
You have finally finished it.
I finished it, yeah.
2 months later.
Yeah. A week and a half ago.
Actually, it's only been out a month, I guess. Holy crap.
Really? Yeah, it came out this
March 17th.
Oh, yeah.
It seems like a year ago that I watched it.
Oh, so long ago. That's what happens when you binge watch something.
Yeah. What, did you finish it?
I finished it.
When?
When did I finish it? About 2 weeks ago?
Oh, so a while ago.
Yeah.
You're just now telling me?
Well, because we didn't have a pod last
week. But, I mean, we talk. We're friends. You can text me, hey, I finished Iron Fist.
Yeah. Waiting to talk about
okay,
the pods.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
For the pods!
No wasted geek talk.
Hashtag for the pods.
Alright, so I already gave my kind of semi-review of it. Okay. So let's talk about it a little bit. Spoilers if nobody's seen Iron Fist.
If you haven't seen it by now, I
barely remember that stupid show. It was a month ago.
Barely remember. What did I have for breakfast today? I don't even remember.
I know that I think I gave it like 5 out of 10 stars.
Oh my God, yeah.
My biggest problems with it, or if I remember right, was there wasn't enough Iron Fist.
Yeah, you didn't like that he wasn't using too much of his Iron Fist power.
Yeah, he got his butt kicked a bunch.
He got butt kicked by random people, which, yeah.
And the story was a mess.
It was all over the place.
It was. So if you had 3 favorite, let's do positive stuff.
Positive stuff, we'll start with positive.
If you had 3 favorite things about the show, what would they be?
I think the actor, I forget his name, who played Danny Rand was perfect. The very happy-go-lucky, kind of simple, but like, good.
Finn Jones,
yes. I think he was very good, Danny Rand.
Okay.
Do you not agree?
I agree. I think he was a good acting choice.
Because Danny is
kind of
like, he's not a very bright person. He's always like, believes the good in people and stuff like that. And he's just like a very simple, but like,
but the Danny I've always known as very zen about things.
Yeah.
And this Danny was a lot more emotional.
That's true. There were times when he was like,
Losing his mind. But I think that was maybe how it was written. I don't think that's necessarily how it's his fault.
Yeah.
And that might be because they're trying to write an origin story.
It's true.
So maybe the Danny we see in Defenders,
he hasn't been Iron Fist very long, so.
But I do think he has the potential to be a very, a perfect Danny Rand.
Yeah.
I agree.
2. I like how they're kind of tying it into the greater Netflix TV show universe.
Yep.
With the hand, like the big, big hand stuff. Hand stuff. 3.
Hand and Claire Temple.
Hand and Claire Temple, yeah.
Client, yeah.
I do like that.
What's that?
But you give some more. You give some things you liked. I'll think of my third.
Okay. I liked Claire Temple. Okay. I thought she was pretty good in it as well.
They keep, like, delving more and more in her characters the more shows she pops in.
I thought for sure they were going to do something else with her, like have her die.
Yeah.
She probably died in Defenders.
I could see that. Definitely in Defenders. Like, she's, like, the only key character in all these people's universes.
Yeah. Or I thought she was going to betray Danny's trust and, like, not trust Danny to defeat the Hand, and then they were going to have Daredevil pop up or something.
That would be pretty crazy.
I thought that was going to happen.
I wanted a tie-in so bad. Someone, just one. Just someone.
A tie-in would have been pretty cool. I guess they're saving that for the big finale for us to be excited.
Yeah. For us to what?
Trying to censor myself, Tommy.
Oh.
Pooper pants.
Pooper pants.
Pooper pants in excitement.
Awesome. So awesome. One.
I did like some of the directing. I thought the directing was pretty okay. Some of the shots. I liked the whole, the shaky kind of thing when he would have that flashback.
Yeah.
I really liked that.
The white flash would happen.
And I really enjoyed Boromir. I thought he did a good
job. Boromir. Harold Meacham.
Harold Meacham, yeah. I thought Boromir played Harold Meacham very well.
Yeah.
I took the ring from Frodo.
Boromir didn't take the ring.
He tried to.
He was the more noble one.
Boromir tried to take the ring from Frodo.
Boromir did not take it.
He would try to.
Boromir tried to take the ring.
In the first movie?
In the first movie.
That was Faramir.
No, Faramir was in Return of the King.
No, Faramir was dead.
No, Faramir is his brother.
Which is him.
No.
Okay, then that's him.
Was Faramir in the movie? I thought that was Boromir.
That is Boromir. Faramir is the older brother. I'm looking this up right. You know I'm right.
Okay. Well, Boromir...
Because this is Tommy Two Stars. And Tommy Two Stars
I don't know.
Wrong.
I'm probably just wrong about that actor. I thought that was Boromir. Boromir, the character in Lord of the Rings, was the one in Fellowship, and he tried to take the ring from Frodo at the end fight, and he died saving Merry and Pippin. Faramir was the brother...
He was trying to steal the ring, and then he, like, almost killed Frodo... get the ring, and then he got hornswoggled by a bunch of orcs.
Yeah, and then he defended Merry and Pippin.
Yeah,
Merry and Pippin could escape, and he took all the arrows to the chest.
Yeah, but he's dead.
Yes, that was Boromir.
That's Faramir.
That was Boromir.
All right, we're looking this up. Almost there, Lord.
This is the one time I'm right.
Of the rings.
What do I get if I'm right?
I don't know, you get not slapped in the face.
Ouch.
Either way, but then you can't call this guy Boromir, because that's not who that is. It's not Sean Bean.
That wasn't Sean Bean?
No.
Okay. So this was Faramir, then.
I don't think
so. I enjoyed Faramir.
Pretty sure this is Boromir.
No.
Okay, so Sean Bean does play Boromir, but that's not Sean Bean.
Okay, so that's the guy who played Faramir, then.
Okay.
So I was right.
You were right and I was right.
Yeah,
we were
both right. We were both right. You got the names confused, so I got the actors confused.
Okay, so. Anyway, so Faramir.
Faramir's the one his dad tried to burn alive at the end of Return of the King.
Even though he wasn't dead.
Yeah. It's my son! Oh, we would have burned like the kings of old!
And then he ends up burning himself and jumping off the edge.
What was the third thing you liked? Did you think of it?
No.
You see, there's a lot of things that... It's a hard show to like.
It's a hard show to... It's a good show.
But really?
I really liked the beginning.
Was it really good?
I think it was good. The beginning was good.
Tom, was it really?
The beginning was good.
Okay. The beginning was good. But as a whole... Was it really good?
I hate how they ended it.
Or was it just fun?
It was fun.
I had fun watching it.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I could say it was good.
I wouldn't say it was a bad... Well, the only reason I'd say it's not good is because I'm a fan of Marvel Comics. If I was not a fan of Marvel Comics and knew nothing about Iron Fist and stuff, it would still probably be a very good show for me.
You know more about Iron Fist than me. I don't know a whole lot about Iron Fist. You definitely know more about him than I do. And I, even coming from that, I just... For me, it was the writing that just ruined the damn show. And it was just sloppy. And it was the kind of the same thing that I didn't like about Luke Cage. Was that they were doing... It felt like a 90s superhero movie. Where they have to have 70 different villains. And all popping up. And they don't know what villain they want to have and fight. Or, like, the thing that was perfect about Daredevil is it was always Kingpin. Kingpin was always the main focus.
Yeah.
You know? And then the second season, it was always Punisher. And
then, like, it started to become about Kingpin and Gao and stuff, and then...
It did, but it always reverted back to Kingpin, though.
Yeah.
And Luke Cage definitely didn't do that. Well, I guess Luke Cage tried to do that, but it... kind of
did that. So, in a way, Diamondback was always the bad guy because he was the one pulling Cottonmouth's strings. And then when Cottonmouth was out of the picture, Diamondback took over.
Right. Right.
But in my opinion, they should have just not... That last episode, just cut it out.
They did not need
that last episode where, like, Harold, like, tries to gun down and, like, set up Danny in this, like, fake DEA.
No, we didn't need that at all. We didn't need that one single bit.
They could have used that to expand the story in the second season of Harold, like, you know, trying to kill Danny.
They should have ended with the hug.
Yeah.
When, like, end it with a hug, and then of them all being, like, happy reunion, and Danny's still thinking Harold
just disappeared. Like, he could still come back. Like, that's perfect. Yeah. The hand's still out there somewhere. He's got,
Danny thinks Harold is good,
yeah.
But then you see Harold do some kind of, like,
some shady
evil
stuff.
Mustache twirling shit at the end.
And that's it.
And then it ends. And then you pick up with that for that last episode.
When they,
the first
after
episode.
Defenders, when they get back to to Danny, to not Danny.
I agree with that. It was, because they wrapped everything up in a nice little bow, and then they're like, well, let's untie it real quick, and then tie it.
Yeah. And then they got, like, Joy is now the bad guy with what's his face?
With
the disciple is his friend from Kunlun,
which is weird.
It was really weird.
It was just a poorly put. It was poorly put together. They're trying to do way too many things.
Yeah,
but it was fun. Did you enjoy the? And a lot of people complained about the martial arts. I didn't have a problem with the martial arts.
That was fine with me.
I think it was good enough. It wasn't
the only scene that was kind of, like, hard to watch is when he's fighting the drunken master guy and he's having so much trouble beating him.
Yeah.
That part was like, really?
That was a little annoying.
They didn't train you to fight that? They didn't have alcohol and couldn't really train you against drunken fist?
You couldn't... Iron Fist can't beat the drunken fist? What was your overall rating number on it?
I gave it a 5 also.
Oh, boom!
Yeah. Mm. Because I was really hoping it'd be really awesome, but that way it ended, it just, like, pooped on.
Overall, it was a little disappointing.
Pooped.
But for it being Marvel's one, like, big boo-boo.
The whole story about Ward, Meacham, and the drug stuff, like, that wasn't really needed either.
You could have just had him be upset that his dad was evil.
Yeah, it could have been stressed out.
He became a big druggie.
And then he became addicted to the Gao's drug.
Did you, I forget what I was going to say. Well, I'm happy we agree.
Yeah.
It's nice.
It could have been better, but it wasn't terrible.
And for it to be Marvel's one big oops, it's not that
That's
bad
right.
of an oops.
It's not Ghost Rider.
Because I still enjoyed watching it.
Yeah.
I still had fun with it. So, I figured, Tom, that this week there was a bunch of geek news that came out. And a lot of,
excuse me.
And a lot of big stuff that we could talk about that will probably go on for quite a while.
All right.
So, hey, geek news!
Yes, let's get some geek news in your ears.
Oh,
too much geek news.
Yeah, I took it too deep in my mouth. Geek news.
I thought you were going to say.
That was bad, sorry. Thor Ragnarok teaser trailer, Tom.
Yeah.
Ooh. What a doozy, huh?
What a doozy.
So, opens up basically with Hela, another Lord of the Rings character.
Okay. Oh, that's right. She played Galadriel.
Yep. Just tearing up the hammer.
Just blowing it up.
Well, first it it opened up with Thor twirling down in the chain.
He almost like Tarantino's like, so how did I get to here?
I really enjoyed that. Yeah. I could listen. I would watch a whole fucking movie with Thor narrating.
Narrates all.
I would love that movie if it was all narrated.
That would be pretty cool.
That would be cool, right? And then maybe have like Hulk interrupt him. Like, no, this is where Hulk smash you.
That's not what happened. Of course that's what happened. I'll show you right now that's what happened. That's not happened. Hulk beat you every time.
Right? And then you've got Doctor Strange. So, like, well, how cool would it be if the whole storyline is a past? So you've got Thor, Doctor Strange, and Hulk looking for Odin. But then they're talking about and narrating how they all got
to
that point.
You think that's going
to
be what the story is?
I don't think so. But how cool would that be?
That would be pretty funny. Like, all right, so this is what happened. Let me tell you. No, shut up. Just let me.
This is what happened. Hulk want to tell you what happened.
Hulk narrate this now, puny Chris Hemsworth.
Puny blondie pretty man.
Puny Benihana Cumberbatch.
Listen to Angry Green Man.
I think that would be pretty cool.
That would be
but
funny.
But so they open up with the narration, and then Hela just grabs that...
Mjolnir.
Mjolnir just
stops in his place, blows it up,
and Thor's like, what? WTF?
And apparently gets like passes out from, just, I don't know, because just all of a sudden he's captured.
And then he's captured, and then they just go on a bunch of photos and random shit. And showing, what all did they show? They showed Hela and Garb.
Yeah, Hela and Asgard, attacking, apparently, Asgard.
With a sword and destroying it all, or whatever.
And then at the same time, they show, like Thor being, taken in by the Grandmaster. It's like,
oh, yeah, army. Grandmaster, who is...
Jeff
Goldblum. So how would the Grandmaster talk to Thor?
The thing about the let's just break this down.
What was his name in Jurassic Park?
Doctor not Hammond. Doc.
Ian
something. Yeah. Ian.
Ian. Doctor Ian.
Doctor Ian.
That was pretty cool. Having him, I liked his costume. It was pretty neat too.
Yeah.
And then my favorite part of the trailer, even though a lot of people have complained about this, is the end when Hulk comes out as his opponent in the big gladiator dome. And then he's like, yes! Thor gets all excited.
Yeah.
I know him!
He's my friend from work.
Which wouldn't make sense. I don't know why he would say that. That just seems like a really odd line for a warrior to say. They don't work.
Well, because
he's my ally in battle or something is what I figured.
Lately they're trying to make Thor the buffoon, comedy relief kind of.
Yeah, kind of, I guess. Yeah.
Especially, have you seen the videos of him and his roommate?
I saw the first one. I didn't see.
They had a couple of those, and I think they're definitely trying to play him up as comedy relief type. Okay. Well, really, if we want to be realistic. And this is a lot of problems that the fanboys are having. That's all these Marvel movies are now, is comedy movies.
Yeah.
They're just all jokey, comedy. Fun time through the whole thing. The last Marvel movie, what was Civil War? I laughed through almost the whole entire thing. Doctor Strange. Okay, before that.
Yeah.
Civil War, I laughed almost through the whole entire movie.
Yeah, there was a lot of
jokes. It was supposed to be a grim and doom movie, and it was just jokey, joke. Ant-Man? Laughed the entire time.
Yeah, because of Scott Lang's kind of very dry sense of humor.
So I think they're definitely more comedy action movies than just action movies.
I think it works.
I think it works too, but to a certain extent, sometimes you gotta have a little bit of doom and gloom.
That's
right?
The bad guy's job is to be serious and melodramatic.
Yeah, but even now, Loki is not serious and melodramatic. He's jokey jokes all the time.
He's Loki. He's the trickster. He's supposed to be jokey and fun and playing at Thor. And
Ultron's making jokes. He's no strings on me.
Well, that's just Disney. So.
Trying to sell some more Pinocchio soundtracks. Did you like the trailer overall, though?
I think it was good.
I mean, did you make you? Did it make you excited?
It does make me excited that the Hulk is going to be a big part of it. Because I knew he was in it, like, but I was curious how he was going to be.
Yeah, yeah. Makes me excited. There are still a lot of unanswered questions, yep. which is good, too. Do you remember... Excuse me. Do you remember when this movie's supposed to be released?
Later this year, I think, like, November.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it is November, too. So I can't wait till then, but we got a couple more trailers, and we got a bunch of other movies coming out.
We got Guardians and Spider-Man first.
Guardians and Wonder Woman.
And Wonder Woman. What's that's DC.
Yeah, I know.
Who gives a boot? I'm just kidding.
I care about DC.
You care about it?
I care about it. You care even boot? Though I hate both of them so far. Even though I hated the stupid Suicide Squad movie.
The
douchebag.
I don't know what my accent was there.
douchebag.
I guess.
A lot of casting news, too, in the past couple weeks. A lot of it people have probably heard already, but we didn't get too much of a chance to talk about, Tom. Mm-hmm. Speculation. Since last February, really, rumors have been rampant. All over the interwebs, everybody wanted to know who was going to play Cable. People talked Keira Knightley. People said Pierce Brosnan. I heard Arnold Schwarzenegger. I heard Dolph Lundgren. They had lots and lots of rumors.
Yeah.
Who was the final casting news?
It is now got to Josh Brolin.
Josh Brolin. Who is he most popular to be playing right now, Tom?
Thanos.
Thanos, he is the mad titan himself, Thanos. So which is interesting, another kind of crossover superhero thing. We've talked before about having a lot of superheroes crossover into different movies. Aside from being Thanos, what do you remember him in?
The Goonies.
He was in the Goonies, yes, he was the big brother in the Goonies, right?
Yeah.
I remember him in this movie, W. Did you ever see that movie making fun of George W. Bush? I remember him making fun of that.
It was a biopic, wasn't it?
It was a biopic that largely made fun of him.
That kind of made him seem like a fool.
It made him seem like a giant idiot. Like,
a lot of Hollywood is very liberal, so that would make sense.
It made him look like a giant idiot in the movie. Hail Caesar, he was in.
Oh, that was a random movie.
Sin City? He was
That's right. He was, the, he was one of the main... No, wait. Is he in Sin City?
He was Dwight. I did not see Sin City.
Oh, A Dame to Kill.
A Dame to Kill.
Yeah, I haven't seen that one.
You haven't seen that one? Okay. Men in Black 3. He was young Agent K.
Yeah, it was pretty funny in that.
He was in True Grit. That was a good movie. He was Jonah Hex. I didn't even think about that. So he's a three-time superhero.
Oh, Jonah Hex. Because
he's Jonah Hex, Thanos, and then now Cable. That might be a record.
You think so?
Can you think of anybody else who's been three superheroes?
I'm trying to give me some time.
Okay. American Gangster he was in. So, I mean, Grindhouse. He's a pretty big star, right? Almost as big as Ryan Reynolds, you would think? You think he's biggest star as Ryan Reynolds?
Ryan Reynolds? And what, yeah. What aspect is Ryan Reynolds?
Like, he's popular. Been in as many movies.
I guess. It's like he does different movies, though, than Ryan Reynolds, though.
Yeah.
His movies are more serious. Ryan Reynolds is usually, like, kind of romantic comedies.
Right. So, do you think he's going to be kind of the straight guy in this? Like, he's going to be playing it straight?
Yeah, Cable's very serious, and Deadpool's always, like, kind of, you know, the comic relief in the comics.
Right.
And Cable's always like, look, we need to focus here, Wade.
Do you think they're going to have Colossus in this one and
I thought they were.
Teenage Nuclear Warhead or whatever her name was again?
I'm betting Colossus. Yeah. Teenage Negasonic Warhead?
Yes.
Maybe.
I would love to see Cable and Colossus go at it verbally.
Yeah.
Can you even fathom that we're getting a movie with Cable, Deadpool, and Colossus in it? Like, how crazy is that?
That's pretty crazy.
It's super cool.
Those are like
super exciting.
Pretty awesome mutants that you can have. Next thing you need, we need a Wolverine.
A new Wolverine?
Yeah.
I'm waiting for that Gambit movie still. Chain.
I don't know. I think we should stop Wait. Not hope for that, in my opinion.
Are you overly excited for this casting? You think
I think he can play a pretty good Cable.
Do you think physically he's big enough?
Well, Cable's a big guy, but he's not like big like Colossus.
Right. Right. And they could always make him look big.
Yeah. They could make him beef him up, give him like a... Because he always has like these like armor on. Mm-hmm. So he just puts some armor on him. And a big fancy robot arm.
He needs a robot. How pissed would you be if he didn't have
if
a robot
If they did not
arm?
Give him one shiny arm... Mm-mm.
If he doesn't have a shiny arm, we revolt.
We will be
we
angry
protest.
While we sit in our seats like, this is stupid.
Hashtag bought my shiny arm.
Yeah. Hashtag shiny arm for Brolin. But I mean, like, Deadpool, the first one was really good. Like,
it was pretty,
pretty true to comics, so I doubt they're going to not give him a shiny arm.
No, should, they should. I want to see him full-out traditional Cable costume.
Big shiny
yellow
arm.
And blue...
Big guns.
Guns everywhere.
One robot eye.
Like, picture perfect comic book.
Silver hair.
Yes. Other good exciting news. This is good news for DC Comics.
Oh, we were switching.
For Warner
Brothers.
Switching
universes. Here
switching
we go.
It up a little bit. This is probably the best news they have gotten ever.
Yeah.
Joss Whedon is going to direct Batgirl.
So he switched it over. He did the Avengers and all that. Now he's going to the DC universe.
I think he's going to get that pitch perfect.
I think he did great with Avengers.
Right.
And I loved like a lot of his stuff back. Firefly is awesome. Love Buffy the Vampire Slayer, things like that. So I think he can nail right on the head.
I agree.
Now, do we know what Batgirl? Is it Barbara Gordon or is it...
I don't think they've really said it. I think they've only really said that they're going to have Batgirl. But kind of how the trend is going, Tom, I'm afraid that they're going to do something like not do Barbara Gordon. They're going to try to
like
do...
Like the more current iteration of who it is now.
Yeah. And try to do something different and be more unique. I want to see Barbara Gordon Batgirl with the whole, like, her grown up.
Yeah.
And then a little bit of backstory. And then with seeing her backstory, we're seeing Ben Affleck's Batman's backstory. Yeah. And they have Dick thrown in there. I want to see it all.
You gotta rewind
it a
little
bit. I want to see Dick and... Dick Grayson, Tom! Robin, Dick Grayson. I want to see Batgirl with a bunch of dick.
I want to see her running around there fighting with Red Robin everywhere.
That's what I want to see.
Okay. I think that'd be awesome because they're like best friends and they're like love interests.
Right.
So it makes sense.
The idea, from what I hear, well, they're still doing the Gotham Sirens movie too.
Yeah.
Which is Poison Ivy, Harley Quinn, and...
What the Frost? Killer Frost?
They're still going to do that movie.
Okay.
So I think they'll probably do some kind of tie-in. I think it'd be cool to see, like, have Batgirl and then her villain be Poison Ivy. And that's how they introduce Poison
Ivy.
Bring
her into the universe.
Who would you want to see play Batgirl?
Who would I want to see? Let's see. So if it is a Barbara Gordon.
Right. Let's say it's Barbara.
You don't have to have someone who's already a redhead. Like, let's say Emma Stone. I think Emma Stone could probably play a real kick-ass Barbara Gordon and be sassy and smart at the same time. But I don't think you have to naturally go to a natural.
You could always
redhead.
Dye her hair.
Who else could be good?
What about that girl who was in what are those movies that Larry likes? The they're based off of a book. And
The Hunger Games?
Not The Hunger Games.
Divergent?
Yes, the Divergent ones. Divergent and that girl who is in the lead in Divergent.
I know who you're talking about. I don't remember her name. But I know who you're talking about.
I'm almost there.
Starring...
There she is.
Shailene
Woodley. Do you think she would be a good Batgirl?
Yeah. She's always plays those more kind of serious
roles. She definitely has the action kind of look.
Yeah.
You could totally... the serious roles, you could totally dye her hair yellow.
Yeah.
Yellow.
Why yellow?
Red.
What?
I don't know where yellow came from out of my lips. Sorry. You could definitely make her a redhead easily, I think.
I mean, just have a hint of red. It doesn't kind have to be like...
And I think her hair was red in Divergent, actually.
I don't know.
Would you like them to go maybe a little bit older, or do you think you would want them to go younger?
I think they should do younger, kind of, you know, 20s. Someone in their 20s.
Yeah.
That would be perfect, because that's when she gets paralyzed and becomes Oracle.
What about ScarJo?
ScarJo? ScarJo could probably do it. Like, she would probably be, like, the cusp of the older...
Yeah. How about Anne Hathaway? No.
She's more... like drama, not action.
Yeah.
Ooh. Sally Field, boom.
Sally Field. Amy Adams? I would like to see Amy. No.
She's too old, too. But again, at this point, with this Batman is older, too. So at this point, he would have to be old. So again, I don't know how you tie in.
I would like to see Emma Watson
be
Poison Ivy.
Because how does the Dark Knight Returns story tie into the actual Batman story?
Yeah, you have
story?
No idea.
Yeah. So it's that timeline, isn't it?
I would think so.
Okay.
Well, you gotta think that Batgirl with Joss Whedon, they're gonna go for something lighthearted, right?
Yeah. Because Joss Whedon is great at taking, like, female protagonists and making them go through tough emotional and physical hardships.
Right.
And making them come out better.
How about Jessica Chastain?
Yeah, maybe.
She was the one who was in Jurassic World.
Yeah, Ron Howard's daughter.
Yep. I think she would be
good.
She
could probably do that. That's probably about the one I can really think of.
Yeah, unless they go with an unknown.
Yeah.
Which might be better.
Maybe in a better... It would be better if it wouldn't corrupt our idea.
Are you excited for a Joss Whedon Batgirl?
I think Joss Whedon could play it make it best. Because he can take female characters and make them... Make them pop.
Make them B.A.
B.A.
B.A. in the house.
B.A. ladies.
More casting news, Tom.
All right, what else we got?
Dolph Lundgren, you know who that is?
Dolph Lundgren, the He-Man?
He-Man, 80s action star.
Ivan Drago.
He was Ivan Drago in Rocky, correct. He was also He-Man. He was probably the poor man's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
In the 80s, I would think so. He
played Punisher, too.
Movies. He did play Punisher, you were correct. He was the star in Kindergarten Cop 2 just recently.
Really? I didn't know they made it that one.
Let's see. Let's go back. He's been in a lot of stuff recently.
He's been in a lot of
stuff,
yeah. I don't know.
So back to the 90s, he was in a lot of just B kind of action movies. Universal Soul Soldier, Showdown in Little Tokyo, Punisher we talked about.
Yeah, he is a director, too. I didn't know
that. A View to Kill. Yeah, wow. Director and a producer.
Oh,
and he wrote stuff, too.
Look at you.
Did you know that he actually has a degree?
Yes, from MIT.
Yes, he is like a rocket scientist or something,
isn't
he?
Pretty much engineering, I want to say mechanical engineering. Chemical or mechanical.
Super smart guy.
Yep.
I will crush you.
I will crush you with my big brain. Ivan Drago will beat you with his knowledge.
He's going to be an Aquaman.
That's right. King Nereus. Nereus.
He's a rival underwater monarch to Aquaman's dad.
Okay.
Well, not technically his dad, but the king.
Yeah.
King, I can't think of his name right now.
I don't know much about Aquaman.
So he's kind of like the big villain. Underwater
I guess they're
villain.
Just picking for Aquaman. Is just have like a tall, beefy actors. That's why you got Jason Momoa.
Jason Momoa, Dolph Lundgren.
Next thing you know, The Rock's going to be in there.
Could see that. We're just going to throw Black Adam in the mix. Have Black Adam
in the
water.
Did you hear the rumor about Black Adam?
No.
So the rumor is they're not doing a Shazam movie anymore. They're going to have Black Adam be the villain for one of those movies. Superman, or Man of Steel 2.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And no Shazam?
I don't know how or why, but yes.
That would stink.
Yeah.
I guess you don't really
I heard
Shazam
there was some snafu with the writing or something with Shazam, so they just scrapped it, and they're bringing The Rock into Man of Steel 2.
Huh. Yeah. Interesting. Weird.
Very weird. But, I mean, they've killed Zod. Like, who else can he fight? I guess Brainiac?
Yeah.
Stuff like that. I don't know.
Darkseid?
Darkseid. But, well, yeah.
Lux Luthor. You could have Lux Luthor be his villain in a movie.
Yeah.
And then the armor and everything.
Yeah. Fancy super suits that Lex Luthor always has to fight Superman.
Dolph Lundgren and Aquaman, meh. Right? Yeah, it's kind of meh.
It's interesting. It's cool. I think that's a good idea. I don't think like it's like, oh my gosh, why Dolph? That's cool.
It's all right.
I'm not upset with that.
Did you hear who got cast as young Dumbledore?
I did.
Jude Law. How cool is that?
That's pretty good casting right
there. A lot of Harry Potter geeks were crying out because I think they wanted Michael Gambon to somehow reverse himself to be young.
Just do CG, Carrie Fisher style.
I think that's good casting. I think
it works.
Jude Law in...
I don't know what a young Dumbledore would look like. Just like a short beard?
Yeah, maybe short beard, glasses.
Yeah.
Put him in some wizard robes. I think it'd be all right. He was in Sherlock Holmes movies.
A lot of random stuff.
A lot of random weird stuff for sure. I think that's... I would love to see him and Johnny Depp.
Okay. I still haven't seen Fantastic Beasts.
John must give you spoilers.
I know. Well, you already told me that Dumbledore fight kills him, doesn't he? That's how he gets the Elder Wand.
Oh, in the books?
Yeah. So I already knew that.
Okay. Well, you don't know how Johnny Depp plays in the Fantastic Beasts.
No, I do not
Beasts.
Know. No.
And you don't know who he plays.
He plays the one Grumblebug.
Oh, you know that too?
Yeah, I already knew that.
I told you that too.
Well, that's on IMDb. That's not like that crazy thing I could easily just say.
Grindelwald. I think Fantastic Beasts is out now.
On DVD?
I think it is on DVD. Rogue One just came out.
Yeah, so it's gotta be out.
It always goes back to Harry Potter.
And somehow Dobby always gets knocked in.
Dobby always comes up.
There's only a few times when Dobby doesn't come up because Dobby's busy with
And if Dobby doesn't come up, he just takes Viagra. Like, come up real quick.
Mystical <baby. laughs>
If Dobby is up for more than 4 hours, please go. Dobby doesn't want to be up for more than 4 hours, Mr.
There's gotta, so this little side thing. So there's gotta be like magical like potions for that. If you think about that in the Harry Potter universe.
Yeah, there's gotta be.
Which is weird, like would you go to a doctor? So if like let's say you're a muggle, or like you were a muggle born, so would you in that case, would you go to a doctor or would you go to like a voodoo witch doctor?
They all come to Dobby, fixes all ailments. Dobby's the fixer of erectile dysfunction. Erecto Patronum. Erecto Promonum.
I'm just saying.
Erecto Promonum. Alright, moving on. Oh.
And Bill Cosby's using love potions on people.
Moving out of casting news, Tom. The Saturday before...
The Saturday before...
Easter, Tom.
Yep.
Doctor Who.
Doctor
Who. Season 10 premiere came out.
Yep.
I watched it.
You watched it.
You haven't, because you're a little back.
I'm way back. I've really gotten too much into Peter Capaldi, Doctor Who uni.
Yeah, so with staying a little spoiler free,
new companion.
The biggest thing for season 10 is a couple things. Stephen Moffat's last year,
right? Oh, really?
Being a showrunner.
Ooh.
Thank the Lord Jesus.
Why, you think he's kind of gone downhill?
I've not been a fan of him for a couple seasons now. All his writing.
I thought he was
going to
stop before, and then he comes back, and
it's just all very choppy. It's all way too timey-wimey. It's all way too complicated.
I see what you did there.
He loves to jump you in the middle of a story.
Yeah.
And then kind of go backwards and then go forwards again. I don't know. I just don't like how the styles become.
Well,
I can't
to
wait
be
to
fair,
see
that's just like Doctor Who in a nutshell.
Kind of. But just like, okay, well, we're jumping back into Doctor Who, and then now the Doctor has been a... This is like, the premiere was basically, he is the dean of a university?
Yeah.
Like, he's a teacher and like a dean of a university? Like, how did that happen? That's like 50 years in the future?
Uh-huh.
And I just don't like that. I don't like how it's always going back to the doctor slowing down on Earth. and jump 100 years in the future. Like this, like last season, at one point we jumped 2,000 years in the future with the Doctor.
Yeah.
And it just, I don't know, it's just a little weird. So I'm looking forward to Moffat being gone and having a new showrunner. But, okay. So that's a big news. Peter Capaldi, his last season already.
Yep, already knew that, yeah.
Yep. And then our new companion, Bill.
Bill.
Bill is a, I would call it, she's a college student, so young 20s.
Yeah.
Cool girl. Very cool attitude. Very spunky. Kind of witty. I would say she's going to be like the new Donna, kind of.
Okay.
And what I like about her is that she is a lesbian. I do like that. She's gay. I enjoy that because we're not going to have any love interest with the Doctor's companion.
Yeah.
And so, that's one, you know, that's been a big pet peeve of mine for a while, is to keep going back to the love interest thing. So I dig that. And then Nardole, who has been kind of popping up here and there, who's another Doctor Who character, he's kind of being introduced as a companion now too. So it's Nardole and Bill are companions.
Okay.
And so this first episode was good. It was a solid, nice little story. Wrapped it up, introduced Bill, introduced Nardole again, and the Doctor. They all have good chemistry together. Should be a good season to watch Capaldi die. Did you hear the...
My word, yeah.
Did you hear the most exciting thing about this season?
Nope.
They're bringing back John Sims as the Master.
Oh, yes. I think I remember you telling me that.
So, it looks like he's going to have found a TARDIS or something, and he's going to have some kind of time machine, and he's traveling forward into the future.
So, you think it's that section when he was John Sims?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's kind of what they're alluding to.
Like, this is in the middle of his...
Rather than Missy
regenerates
back into...
Okay, that makes more sense.
Yeah. So that's exciting, too. So if you haven't watched Season 10 premiere Doctor Who, watch it. I did download it free on Amazon. Mm-hmm. So you could probably do that, even if you don't have an Amazon account.
I do have my Prime, so...
You do need to get caught up on it, though, Tommy.
I do.
I own it on iTunes.
Okay. Well, it's on. I'm pretty sure it's on Prime.
I'm sure it is at this point. Just kind of this two things that are kind of like just new came out today in news.
Okay.
Will Smith is in talks to play the genie in Aladdin.
I did not hear that.
That just came out a couple hours ago as well.
Will Smith?
Weird, right?
Huh.
You know who I want to see play the genie in Aladdin?
Yeah.
Jack Black.
Jack Black. Oh, I would love that.
That would be awesome.
I was thinking,
right?
Kevin James.
Kevin James would be good. I would like Kevin James as the genie.
But I think Jack Black would be more of a character, so I think that would be better.
How about Kevin Hart?
Kevin Hart?
Kevin Hart might be fun, too.
Yeah. But the thing about Genie in the original is since it was Robin Williams, he's like here, he's there, he's everywhere. I don't think, like...
You don't think Kevin Hart could pull it off?
I don't think
he
could do that now.
Hey, Kevin Hart, what are you?
Little genie.
Little genie in a bottle. What do you think about Will Smith as a genie?
Will Smith, huh? I don't... I mean, I'm not...
Weird,
gonna be,
right?
I'm going to be honest. I don't... I'm not saying I love it, but I don't hate it.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It's kind of weird. It'd be different, for sure.
Yeah.
So, I don't know too much details on that. I just know they're saying he's in the talks. Hmm. And then, we just watched a trailer for Cloak & Dagger TV
show.
That's
right.
That's coming out on...
Freeform. ABC's, like... it's not ABC Family anymore. It's Freeform.
That's kind of a weird name.
Yeah. I don't know why they went with it, but whatever.
Okay. So, old ABC Family, now Freeform. That's what Cloak & Dagger's coming out. Trailer looks kind of cool.
It looks very interesting.
They're definitely playing, and they're really building up their relationship and their past.
It's definitely like a teen drama.
Yeah, they were reminding me a lot of, like, Pretty Little Liars and all that stuff a lot.
Which is kind of what Freeform was, I want to say. Like, had all those type...
They're trying to copy...
Teen drama shows on
copy CW.
Yeah.
Are you going to watch that, you think?
Might.
There's already so many superhero TV shows we don't
watch. I'm
so
far behind on, like,
behind
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And I still have yet to start Flash and Arrow that I want to get caught up on Supergirl. Luckily, those are all on Netflix, but I just got to get to it.
So, all of this news, Tom, pales in comparison.
It's true.
To what we've been building up to, when everybody's been like, aren't they going to talk about it? Why haven't they talked about it?
Come on, geeks.
Or what are they doing? Are they just not going to talk about it? Are they going to ignore it? What's going on?
How can they not talk about it right now? Why are we 45 minutes in this episode and they still haven't talked about it?
Something we've been waiting for 2 years.
Two years now.
2 years we've been waiting for this trailer, Tom. And it's only a teaser.
Yep.
But the Last Jedi trailer finally got released. At Star Wars Celebration, which some of our podcasting friends were disappointed that we weren't able to make it to.
I would have loved to go to that.
Guys are based in California because they're working on sending pictures and stuff.
So much cool stuff that
happened. So much cool stuff that happened and got announced. Pretty much anybody in the Star Wars universe
was
there. Even Harrison Ford was there.
Harrison Ford, which I'm really surprised about because he never goes to stuff like that.
Mark Hamill, George Lucas, Billy Dee Williams, Warwick Davis. I mean, everybody
was there.
Peter Mayhew, Hayden Christensen,
Anthony Daniels was there, I'm pretty sure.
Everybody.
It was crazy.
Lots of news came out. They had like a new Battlefront game.
Battlefront came out.
They released, they kind of did some trailers for the new Rebels show.
Yep.
And they kind of announced that Ahsoka is not dead, kind of. Spoilery. And then they also gave some news on the new Star Wars land. That's going to be very interactive, and the different things you could be doing, that you're playing out like a storyline while you're there. And then the biggest thing, though, was the Last Jedi teaser trailer.
Yeah.
You open up, and it opens exactly like the Force Awakens trailer. That's the very first thing I
recognize. Let's pause. We won't pause, but if you want to pause right now, go watch the trailer if you haven't watched it yet.
And come back.
Because we're going to get into it, so right now is a good point to pause. Okay.
Boom! Ray's out of breath. She's like, whoa! Breathing heavy.
Slams him down.
Do you think Luke was just force choking her ass?
Yeah.
He's like, choke you!
Force choke, a little force spank.
This is what my dad would have done to your ass. Choke you! He choked me. My dad liked to choke people.
He's a choker.
It's the first thing I teach is how to choke. You gotta choke.
I'm a Sith Lord. He's a midnight choker. Catches rebels on the run.
And then you've got Luke kind of narrating the whole thing. He's
yep.
Like, breathe. Just breathe.
What do you see? Concentrate.
Light. Darkness.
Oh, that was Rey saying those things.
Oh, really? Oh, yes. And then Rey's like, light. I see light. I see darkness.
Dobby sees
Kylo's mask smashed on the floor.
Dobby sees Hermione Granger.
So we did see a lot of different things. We saw a mask smashed on the floor that looked like it could be Kylo's mask.
Yeah.
We saw a shadowy figure from the back that had to have been General Leia, right?
Yeah. So some sort of command center type picture.
Yep. We saw a thing that looked kind of glowy, like with trees surrounding it.
I was thinking it could have been like Yoda's lost books from the temple, maybe.
Books that are lost. Because then,
like,
they
also
are
cleaning off a symbol of the Jedi.
Yep. So guess he did go there to find the lost Jedi temple.
Yeah.
Right. So they're on a planet where supposedly the first Jedi temple was.
Yeah.
So maybe that's where they were with the books. They're in the destroyed Jedi temple. That makes sense. And then you see some ships crashing with like flying in and some AT-ATs on the end.
AT-ATs in the background, some sort of battle about to happen.
Right. And
Finn being transported looked like a medical transport.
It did look like a medical transport. He did look like he was in some kind of ship flying or something, but he was out of it, like he was in a coma or something.
After
like
being
that.
Getting his butt handed to him by the Renster.
The Ren Master.
The Ren Master.
Renaroni. And the biggest thing that everybody's talking about is the Luke's last words in the trailer. And he says,
I think it's about time.
Only know one thing for certain. I only know one truth for certain. And that's, it's time for the Jedi to end.
Yeah.
So, I've heard a couple different things. I heard that he could be a gray Jedi, which is kind of in folklore and in the old books. It was the in-between the Sith and the regular Jedis. They're kind of in the middle. They embrace the darkness and they embrace the light. Watch why they were gray.
Yeah.
And so they were a little bit of bad and a little bit of good. They embraced it all. And then the other thing I heard is that he's a full-on Sith Lord. Because Ooh. Only Siths deal in absolutes, Obi-Wan said at one point in time.
They say that a lot, yes.
Yes. And that was a pretty damn absolute.
That's true. One thing is for certain.
So, what do you think?
When you say it like that, that kind of makes me a little worried then.
Yeah, like he's a bad guy?
Yeah.
I think he's going to be a gray Jedi.
I don't think he'll be a Sith Lord, that's for sure.
And I think he's going to be all emo and depressed because all the little Jedi younglings got killed again for the second time. Yeah. I would pay to see Rey say that to Kylo Ren.
You killed younglings!
So, yeah, my grandfather did it. I'm just
want to be like him, kill the sand people.
That's what all the cool kids do, okay?
Yeah.
That's what you do.
That's what Skywalkers do. We're all emo, we kiss our sisters and shit. You're my sister? I'm gonna kiss you right now, Rey. You know what Skywalkers do? Incest and killing younglings.
No.
That's what Luke did. That's what Uncle Luke did. He was kissing my mom all the time.
She kissed him.
My mom kissing Uncle Luke.
Twice. That's it.
Yeah, you're right. Everything was.
And Anakin killed a buttload of younglings.
So are you excited for this as you were Force Awakens?
Yeah.
Me too. I'm ready. To Christmas, it's saying.
Yeah.
So we're probably going to get a couple more trailers. I think it said like
December, the second or third week in December. It's not like Christmas, I don't think.
Okay. Well, the trailer said this Christmas.
It's this Christmas, yeah.
So, but maybe. Yes, it'll be December sometime, probably. If you haven't checked out all these teasers and all this geek news, make sure you check it out. We've been posting a lot of it, too, on our social media, yep. Tom. On the Facebooks.
The books of face.
The Instagrams. The
grams of Insta.
The Twitters.
The Tweeters.
Tweeting on the tweets.
Tweeting with the tweets. Tweeting.
Check those out. And if you haven't checked out our YouTube channel yet with our unboxings, check those out as well.
Probably got a couple more coming up in the next week or two.
Yes, we will be releasing some mad unboxings.
Mad boxes, son.
All right, Tom.
I'm Matt.
I'm excited about all this geek news.
So much stuff to take in.
I think next week we'll probably be back to our regular format.
A little bit of movies, a little bit of comics, a little bit of...
Yeah. And then the week after that, I'm going to be in Wisconsin with Monkey Man.
Oh,
so maybe I'll do a little Monkey Man episode.
With some cheeses and stuff? Yeah. Oh,
Or maybe you and Larry could do an episode while I'm gone.
Maybe.
Yeah,
we'll see. That'd be cool to do either one.
Well, both would be fun. Maybe we could do both.
Boom.
All right. Check us out on all those things. Thanks for joining us again.
Maybe Larry could do something. Leviticus and I.
Oh, yes. You and Leviticus and Larry. That's a good call, too. Dobby likes incest and killing younglings.
Dobby likes everything that's wrong.
Keep calm and geek on.